choose to rhyme. Rhyming chose me, so I hit the track running like a nosebleed. Life ain't great now, but it's much improved. Your album dropping this summer, that sucks for you.
Welcome back to the podcast, Braga Ski King, Eugene, Oregon, United States of America, where people live who are Rage Against the Machine fans, who send them tweets telling them to stop being so political. That's our state of affairs in 2020. Nice work, America. We're doing great.
Wait, Rage Against the... What was the machine? Was that with your... I get it.
Yeah, just robots, right?
No, it was they were a Transformers cover band.
No. They hate Skynet.
Speaking of Transformers,
they really don't like
Shia LaBeouf. Prime.
No, go ahead. Speaking of Transformers,
no, just a teaser. Just a teaser.
Oh my god. Okay. Yes. Okay. Sorry, I just got that. Yeah, coming up on the podcast, little tease. We got some movie trivia coming up. I decided to come up with a few 90s movie trivia questions that you guys are going to get to compete against each other for. You win a fabulous prize, which doesn't currently exist. Maybe we'll come up with something. And then obviously we're going to have our list after that too. So it's a movie. Well, this is basically a movie podcast now. It started out gardening. Came into our hot anti-Trump takes, and then it's just going to be a movie podcast from here on out, I think.
Well-rounded, really.
No, yeah, I know. I couldn't.
That's a natural progression of things.
Yeah. But before we get into movies, let's talk about the thing on everybody's mind this week. I know, you know, it's been on all the radio shows, ESPN, it's just, you know, the 24/7 streaming, everybody talking about this, the MLS has come up with their tournament, guys. Are we ready?
I am the number one Timbers fan, of course.
Oh, yeah. You're Timbers?
Diego Chara, am I right? Captain Jack?
Yeah, fuck Clint Dempsey.
Yeah.
That's a thing, right? Rick Tidd.
Seattle Flounders.
Yeah, Rick Tidd. I definitely remember that being a thing.
It still is.
Why is everybody going to Disney World? Again, Florida just came out this week and they had this humongous spike in COVID cases. And everybody's going to Disney World in Florida.
The food at Epcot's pretty good.
Why are we sending all of our professional athletes to die?
Well, did you see that Melo still isn't sure if he wants to go?
I did see that. Yeah, so
he's catching some heat for that. He values his health.
Is that Mel a little worried that Zach Collins and Nurk are coming back? So those minutes might be going down a little bit.
Dang.
I like that. I like that take a lot.
Well,
by the way, his point was literally just they haven't actually given us our safety precautions yet. Yeah. They've talked about safety precautions, but they haven't actually told us what they are. So until they do that, I'm not going to fucking Florida, which he's a millionaire.
Best case scenario.
He doesn't have to do anything. He could just chill the rest of his life and be fine. So
best case scenario, the Blazers play 14 to 15 games. Best case scenario. Carmelo Anthony does not need 14 or 15 games of pay. If he wants to stay home, he can stay home.
He'll be fine. Lala.
He'll be fine.
Lala should be the only fan at these games. So she's the only one you let into the arena to watch any of the games. So she can just yell curse words at all the players who are perceived to be Carmelo Anthony's enemies.
I'm with it.
You remember that shit? Like when he was playing for Denver and she was in the crowd and she eventually had to, he basically eventually was like, hey, you need to probably not be sitting among the regular fans because this is going to cause some problems for us. And so then she would just be up in the, you know, whatever they call it.
It's a thing. I mean,
boxes.
Yeah, the wives boxes or whatever.
Long time ago, LeBron told his own mom to sit the hell down because she was talking shit at, you know, courtside. So
hanging out with,
it's a thing.
Hanging out with Delonte West too much too.
Easy. Man,
poor Delonte West. Like, have you seen him lately?
Over the summer, there was that really sad video of him getting just.
Yeah, he's not doing down. Well. No, he's not doing well. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, how about that picture of Ray Allen? Did you see that one?
No.
He looks old.
Oh, God.
Does he looks he? Old.
Oh, God. Yeah.
His hair is not. Yeah.
The reason why he shaved his head.
Yeah, he's been fooling people for 15 years. Shave job.
Oh. Jesus Shuttlesworth. No bueno. Did you guys hear Damian Lillard's song?
I listened to it once. You know, yeah, me cause. Too.
I actually stopped partway through because it's not a good song. I appreciate the lyrics, but the song itself is bad. It's a bad song. But
he's a rapper second. It's not his daytime job.
So don't get me wrong. I like his other albums. I really do. Like there are some really good songs on them. But this one is just—it's not a good song.
It's not great.
But again, I appreciate the lyrics,
absolutely,
and the message. So you know, whatever. So are we still going to watch the NBA?
Oh yeah.
Yep. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready for it. How about the MLS? Only if the Timbers make it. Is that what we're saying?
Sure. I don't care about the MLS. It's bad.
Correct me if I'm wrong, on the first iteration of this podcast, did we or did we not do is this an MLS team or a WNBA team quiz?
We did.
I fucking love that we did that. And I remember we got a bunch of them wrong, too.
Atlanta Dream, MLS or WNBA?
That's WNBA. Only reason I know that is because a duck is on them now.
Kansas City Wizards. MLS or WNBA?
That's WNBA because I just know the Kansas City.
Sporting Kansas City.
It's a trick question because now they're Sporting KC and they don't have a WNBA team.
Oh! Oh! Yeah,
they were the Wiz and now they're Sporting.
They're Sporting.
FC. Okay.
So we're all wrong?
Yeah, who cares?
Everybody's wrong because we're talking about this.
Well, I mean, we could be talking about, like, Mariners draft. I mean, that's exciting, right?
Yeah.
I guess you miss the MLB draft today?
Oh,
was that today?
About that one.
Oh, I had an alarm set for it, and fuck.
I mean, you could have had a riveting day of PGA starting up and some MLB draft.
The one interesting thing I found out of the MLB draft is that But at number 20, the Milwaukee Brewers picked someone from UCLA, right? Who cares?
Yep.
Brewers, correct. UCLA. Correct. And then a certain influencer on the U of O softball team put up a picture congratulating him, and everyone realized, oh, Haley Cruz has a boyfriend. Why am I retweeting these endlessly? I have no chance. As if, you know, anyone.
Oh,
really
does. Creepster duck fan. No.
I know. Oh, so many hurt men in that mentions. It was a good little look.
There has been exactly one time in my entire life I've given any shits about the MLB draft, and it was last year when the A's drafted Kyler Murray.
That was a great pick.
That was a great.
Turned out well for them.
Very valued pick there.
Yeah. They don't get any compensation picks for their number one pick deciding to play a different sport. That's fantastic. Fantastic work. Good job doing research, Billy Bean. Although, to be fair, Murray definitely told them he was going to play baseball. So.
I found out this
week. Kyler Murray. No, and I'm a Niners fan. Fuck you, Kyler Murray.
I found out this week that the owner of the A's.
Yeah.
Because everyone says they're so poor.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he owns like the Gap.
He is like, the owner
owns
of
the Banana Republic and Old Navy. That guy is not poor.
Again, I think you talked about this a couple weeks ago or something.
We did, but I didn't know what he owned.
Well, no, I'm saying like just about baseball owners in general. Like they are billionaires. And then that story came out about the A's not paying their minor leaguers, like the $400 salaries they were getting. It's like, dude, you're a piece of shit. You are literally a piece of shit. Like,
give is this not just a is this just not a long con, you know, a la, you know, via Major League, where he's just trying to drive the team out of town so they can build a new stadium?
This is a good point.
I mean, I think it partially is.
Well, yeah,
there's just no place. There's just no place to build it anywhere.
Hey,
it's a nice place on the waterfront in Portland.
I've heard of a city that's like a big Antifa hub. That's really looking for a baseball team.
Soros Stadium on the waterfront.
Stadium on the waterfront. That might be the best.
They hand you a break when you walk into the stadium.
The Antifa mezzanine. Oh, it's so good.
Brick giveaway night.
Concrete milkshakes in the plot in the.
The promotion's playing themselves.
I'm actually rooting. I hate to say it because Portland baseball in Portland would be awesome. I am pulling for a team to go back to Montreal and be the Expos, purely for the jerseys and hats again.
It's a good hat.
It was a fantastic hat.
It's a classic. They were going to win the World Series during that strike year.
So they say.
Larry Walker. That's what they say. Name another Expo.
Marquise Grissom.
Jose Vidro.
Oh, God.
David Segui. Larry Walker.
I already said Larry Walker.
Was Galarraga there then?
Probably. No, he was in Colorado.
He was Colorado by then.
I think so.
That's debatable. All right, two more expos before we move on.
Delino DeShields.
Okay. What'd you say, Ski?
Pedro.
Very good. Wasn't there Dennis Martinez who was an expo too?
El Presidente.
El Presidente.
Thank you. Yep. That's good. I had to get more than one, and it had to be somebody other than the most famous one. All right, so we're done talking MLS. We're done talking NBA. Baseball doesn't appear that they're going to play a season. And if they do, it's going to be like 30 games.
Well, and today I saw some news. And this, I feel like, is the crux of the whole contract squabble, is that the owners now are trying to pivot this into whether, not this year, but loop it into next year when the CBA is up for renegotiation, to put a salary cap on the sport. The players are never going to go for that. And I feel like that's why this season might not work. Because now that they know that they're lowballing them on this and hoping to pivot for a salary cap in the future, they're not giving that up. They're the only they're the only American professional sport without a cap, right?
Yes. That's why they're not
giving that up. They should.
They're able to do the like $100 million contracts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$100 million, like $400 million contract.
Well, yeah, but no, I just remember that happening with A-Rod, and it just being like, oh, so this is just gonna get worse and worse as time goes on. We're gonna have like a $1 billion contract at some point. It's kind of ridiculous at this point. And I don't know. So the only way they're ever going to have a salary cap is if the players, you know, agree to it. And why would they ever agree to it? So, I mean, do you guys think the owners would? So, you know, the players can hold out of a CBA, but would the owners ever do anything crazy like that, where they just would say, all right, well, we're not going to have a season until you agree to a salary cap?
They could lock them out.
They would never lock them out.
It'd be a bad look.
It would be a bad look, but they can survive it. Like we've said, they're billionaires. They can do like whatever they want. Essentially, they're billionaires in Trump's America. Like the system is set up to help them succeed, even if they don't want to do, you know, the thing they're supposed to do.
I mean, I wouldn't fault them at this point because some of these contracts are absurd.
Yeah. No, like there should be a salary cap, shouldn't there?
No. Don't bail out the owners for being dumb with their own money.
That's the thing.
The Phillies are, you know, in 10 years they're going to be paying Bryce Harper $40 million still, when he's not a $40 million player now.
Right.
I'm not a fan of bailing out the owners for being stupid.
Right.
If they want to waste their own money, waste their own. It's their secondary income, these sports teams. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm with it.
I mean, you could just not pay the player what they want, let him be a free agent and see if they come down from that.
Well, that's kind of what they did. But
that's kind of the thing with the Kings point too, is somebody will pay them. If they're a good player, somebody will pay them that amount of money. Scott Boras, man.
Baseball money is good money.
Yeah, you get it. Why would you be an agent of any other sport? If you're a sports agent, just do baseball.
I could see NBA would be a good one. NFL, unless you're doing quarterbacks.
Yeah, no point.
That's a tough one.
Speaking of quarterbacks, I got the 2015 Rose Bowl on for this one. So Oregon, Florida State. That Oregon team, we like just kind of looking back on it from, you know, 5 years later, that was a really good team. But there was a lot of really good NFL players on that team that even beyond Mariota, who is not a really good NFL player, but, you know, he had the defense at Buckner, Troy Hill. Troy Hill's still in the NFL.
Armstead,
just a really good team, man.
That's a big win, because didn't you see that Jameis Winston said he's the best quarterback in football?
I saw that. Yeah. I did see that.
I
thought it was a Photoshop at first.
It was not.
His stat line is so impressive. Like the 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions is incredible. Like we might never see that again, unless it's from him. That's an incredible stat line. To be that good, because he threw for like 6,000 yards too. Like to be that good and bad at the same time.
Well, here's an idea. Here's a question. Name a running back on that roster last year.
Doug Martin.
Yeah, the muscle hamster.
Garrett Blunt.
I was going to say Mike Alstott. Mike Alstott?
Mike Alstott. No, he was fullback. Come on.
Oh.
Yeah, figure it out.
Orca.
Mike Alstott, he was on the cover of Madden, wasn't he?
Alstott?
Yeah. Wait, who is that Browns running back who had one good year, got the cover of Madden, and then never did anything ever again?
Oh.
You remember that fool? Because he looked
like the white guy?
Peyton Hillis?
Peyton Hillis, yeah. Because he was like an Alstott clone. And he had one huge year, dropped off the face of the earth. Like the textbook definition of the Madden curse. All right. Anything else on baseball?
Oh, actually, here's the one thing about baseball.
Good.
I can't remember if I mentioned this last week. Is that how, and it all can be fictitious because baseball knows they're not playing, maybe. But how are baseball teams planning on playing as of now in their home stadiums with no fans, but the NBA isn't? Is there a reason behind that? Or am I saying the MLB just knows they're not playing, so why even put together a bubble plan?
Yeah, we have seen no plan from MLB. All they're talking about right now is how people are going to get paid.
So
every time I've heard a discussion about this, it involves the owners like trying to make some sort of profit the rest of the way. I don't know how you do that without having people there. I'm not a businessman, but it seems like you would have to have people there to be able to make money. I mean, you can do advertising stuff, I guess. But again, the advertising is tied to people sitting in the stadiums. And so I have no idea how it works.
The only way they could actually hold it, they'd have to have it at, like, you know, in Arizona, the spring training facilities. Mm-hmm. You get all the teams there and you have, you know, 8 fields that you could play games on. I don't think there's any way they're going to hold them in their own, fields.
So can you imagine playing doubleheaders in August in Scottsdale and Phoenix? God.
Jesus.
Outside. Ugh. Oh,
that's like torture.
That is torture.
They're gonna earn their 25% salary.
Be so tan though.
Oh,
so tan.
Epic. Get a lot of golf in. A
lot of melanoma.
Yeah. By the way, invest in copper tone right now. Now's a good time. Get in while the getting's good, because that MLB contract is gonna be big. All right, well, I guess we could talk about the NASCAR, dude. You want to talk about NASCAR? So NASCAR decided to ban the Confederate flags, which is fucking incredible, because it feels like that entire sport revolves around the Confederate flag, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
Like everybody who likes that sport likes the is a Confederate flag person. Obviously, that's, you know, hyperbole, but for them to do that, and so is Bubba Wallace.
Yeah. B Dubs.
I don't know why.
B Dubs, that we call him in the industry.
My head was thinking Watson for some reason. I don't know why. I shouldn't have admitted that because I was right. But yeah, he came out and said they should ban it, and the next day they banned it. So good for them for reading the room. But also now they're dealing with a lot of backlash from it. And a lot of people who say they're never going to watch NASCAR again, who are fucking lying because they're going to watch NASCAR again. They're, yeah, give me a break. And then this one fool who I didn't even bother like looking up his name because he's not a valid racer. Like, he's never won anything. He's terrible. And he's old already too. So he said he's going to retire from NASCAR to, because they, he tried to say, I'm not a racist. I don't care about the flag, but then went on to say that the reason he's retiring is because they're banning the flag. So whatever.
But again, I believe his career record was 0-36.
0-36.
And his name is Ray Cicerelli. And if you say Ray Cicerelli real fast, racist, really racist. You basically like racist Cicerelli. And it's just, it's perfect. You couldn't make it up that racist Cicerelli is Mr. Confederate flag guy.
Let me guess, is this guy kind of chunky?
Oh, you haven't seen him?
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen a picture of him.
Does
it look like he has a permanent dip in his mouth?
Paint a picture for us what you think he looks like.
All right.
And we'll answer if it's right.
He is 5'8". He's balding. He's got a kind of a scraggly, scrappy beard going. It looks like he's got a permanent dip in his mouth. And he looks not bright. Let's just say it. Am I pretty close?
You're pretty close.
No, that's pretty much it, right? Does he have facial hair? I think he does, right?
He's got a little
scraggly facial hair.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you like nailed it, by the way. And not balding, I think he like shaves his head, like kind of like me. So I think he like shaves his head short. But I mean, he could be balding. We don't know. He could have Ray Allen status. We'll find out. You know what? We won't find out because he's gone. He just entered our social consciousness and exited our social consciousness the same day. So
for all the non-PC things in sports, who had NASCAR banning the Confederate flag ahead of like the Braves changing their names? You know, there's so many team names that could have changed everything.
Or the Redskins too, right?
Infinite names.
Unbelievable.
Like what we were saying last week about how playing the hits no longer works, right? Uh-huh. So NASCAR does this with Confederate flag. And then like 20 minutes later, the Red Sox put out a big old tweet saying like, our fans are kind of racist. We should stop doing the racism stuff. It's been a problem for a while. We should probably stop.
Well, give it away, Red Sox, all the racism in your stadium every single game. Crazy.
I mean, just who would have thought?
How about Boston, by the way? So Boston, the Red Sox come out with that statement, and then Christopher Columbus gets his head knocked off. It's good work. But that's one of my favorite things nowadays, actually, is statues getting destroyed. Because the idea of a statue is silly when you think about it. Like, just commemorating somebody by having a statue of them in front of a building that they worked at, or even like the Columbus one, it's like, well, who gives a fuck? And then like
Italians give a fuck, apparently.
Well, he's from Spain though, right?
Yes. No, but that's what makes it so good.
That's what's great.
Yeah, Andrew Cuomo up there saying Columbus was important for the Italians and everything. He's Spanish.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Mean?
Who knows?
Oh, Cuomo. Cuomo's going like, Cuomo's zigging and zagging. He is all over the place nowadays.
He had a good run, but we're dragging him down.
He did. he was before all the Black Lives Matter stuff was happening, he was garbage. Like, nobody liked him. And then he had like a few day run where he made a couple of statements, got interviewed, gave a few right answers, and he was everybody's hero. And then everybody's like, man, Cuomo really is turning it around. How about that? And then he goes right back down in the gutter, right where he belongs. Fucking Cuomo. New York politicians are so consistent. Good stuff.
No, but on the NASCAR thing, I think it's a brilliant strategy by them. Because like King said, the rednecks that love the Confederate flag, they're not going to stop watching NASCAR.
No.
I mean, that's like in their blood. That's like their one sport mm-hmm. that they get behind. By getting rid of the Confederate flag, now all of a sudden they might bring in a bunch of new people that were, you know, turned off by like the blatant racism that's kind of prevalent there.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll see if it actually, you know, anything changes at the actual races.
Well, and if you want to play the cynical card, the brilliance of doing it now in 2020 is not only that it's the wave, you know, it's the good PR move. They got nothing to lose. You're not racing, running. You're not driving a car in a stadium in front of fans right now.
Yeah.
So you're not even risking losing money at the gate.
Yeah.
There's already no money at the gate.
Imagine being the worker who has to, you know, turn someone away because they have a Confederate flag on their bumper. You know, imagine that person's job. Like, you cannot get paid enough to do that job.
Well, I perused a story today on ESPN.
Hey, man, own it. You're a big reader. We've always known that. So
about somebody who at Talladega, I don't know. Bristol Martin Speedway. They rode around with NASCAR people in a helicopter, and all this helicopter was doing was spotting people running like black market merch stands, and they were just flying above them, and then they'd drone down and be like, either pack up or send it in the heat.
Ooh.
The guy was saying to like NASCAR is good at this. Like, some will get through, of course. It just, yeah. Of course. But he was saying that if they really want to stop the flag business,
they can do it easily.
They can do it because they're really good at it. Like, you know, all the stopping the merch and all that.
Wow. $1 billion operation. Go figure.
Have we canceled the General Lee yet? Has that happened?
Oh, no. Trump won't allow that.
That was
going to be in Virginia.
Hazard hasn't been taken down.
Did some golfer buy the General Lee and repaint it? I feel like there's some golfer who bought the General Lee a couple years ago and repainted it.
Oh, you're talking about the car.
The car, right. The General Lee.
I thought you were talking
about NASCAR.
The statue.
Not NASCAR. We're talking them Duke boys.
My bad.
I feel like
somebody bought. Wasn't it? It wasn't Johnny Knoxville. It was. Oh no! It was the golfer, Bubba. Right. What's his face?
Was it Bubba Watson?
Bubba Watson. Okay, that's why I messed up. Bubba Watson. Yeah, Bubba Watson bought it.
Bubba Wallace. Bubba Watson. Big. This is a Bubba podcast. Now.
I can't keep Bubba. All these Bubbas straight, man.
You're gonna have to open the podcast with some Bubba Sparks, I think.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Is he ugly? Was that a song? Deliverance or something?
It's ugly in here.
Yeah, man, what
Bubba
an era.
Sparks.
Bubba Sparks, Petey Pablo.
Taking notes.
Petey fucking Pablo?
Yeah, Petey Pablo. Throw your hand, what is he, throw your shirt in the air like a helicopter? Was it shirt?
Twisted around in the air like a helicopter.
It was a shirt, right? So you're supposed to take off your shirt and wave it around in the air like a helicopter?
Yeah.
Right.
He was specifically imploring North Carolina to do it, yeah. But others jumped aboard.
That is a really specific song.
Yeah, like just you, North Carolina.
All people, but only North Carolinians. North Carolinians?
North Carolinians.
North Carolinians. I like that. I'm going to go with that. Sounds more proper and fancy. North Carolinians, you guys are the only ones I want to wave your shirt in the air. If anybody else does it, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Not for the culture.
South Carolina, get the fuck out. Ooh. Get the fuck out.
Palmetto State.
Yeah, I wonder if he checked IDs for people coming into his concerts. Palmetto State, is that a thing?
Yeah, South Carolina, Palmetto State.
What's Palmetto?
I believe it's a swampy palm tree that grows in like riparian areas.
Oh, so that would be it's on the flag or whatever, right? Their logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what
it's a nice looking flag.
It is. That's a good, whoever their design guy was in the 1800s.
It's a good looking flag, yeah.
Killing it.
Oh, before I forget, I did have one correction.
Oh, no.
Let's have
the Tottenham Hotspurs logo.
Yeah, the Hotspurs. It's a rooster, right?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is a rooster, but it is not standing on a medicine ball. It is, in fact, a soccer ball from, like, yesteryear, which I don't believe, but it's what I was told, and I looked it up, and that's what they're saying. But I like it better as a medicine ball.
Not sure I'm buying that. I'm looking at
now. I'm now an Everton fan.
Didn't you know back
then? You're an Everton fan?
Sure.
That's what they used in a soccer ball back when they invented
it was a medicine ball.
Football. That's what they used, the medicine ball.
God, my SC Braga team went out and lost in fucking extra time in their first game back. Devastated. Just devastated. Some fool got a red card in the 60th minute. You can't play a man down for that long and expect to win. Come on. That is a fucking medicine ball. That's medicine ball.
You take that up with WCP541 on Facebook, okay, pal?
I'm doing it. I got your back.
Buster.
You at me in the post.
Get him. Drag him.
Get him. That's a medicine ball. That's obviously a medicine ball. Why are we even having this conversation? All right. So I literally only have a couple more things that I have that we could even possibly talk about. The IOC said if Olympians protest at all at the Tokyo Olympics, that they could be penalized for it, which the Olympics, you know, organization saying that is fucking asinine. Because, I mean, some of our, well, I'm just literally, when I hear that, I think of Jesse Owens, like in Mexico, holding his fucking fist up in front of Hitler. Like that's like one of our proudest moments as a country. And if we're saying if somebody takes a knee during an anthem that they're going to be penalized or possibly not get a medal because of it, like doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of the Olympics? I don't know. The Olympics are supposed to be like the, you know.
Can I offer a pretty big correction before you get corrected?
Yeah.
You said Jesse Owens, Hitler? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I misunderstood you.
What do you think I said?
I
Himmler? You're a big Himmler.
No. I got it confused with the one in Mexico City with Tommy Smith and John Carlos. Okay. You're right. Carry on. You're right.
Is there anyone that's gotten like less publicity than the guy that I think he got bronze that's in the picture with Jesse Owens doing the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what that guy's name is?
Well, didn't he get – he got the silver, right?
Was it silver or was it bronze?
So it was like the two Americans and they got the black gloves on and they're holding up the fist. And then there's the random dude from another country who just apparently couldn't be bothered and just doesn't do anything. So the picture is fantastic. Would have been nice if the white guy held up his hand too, but you know, that's our history.
That guy could have been from Germany.
Mm. Or Sweden or something. Neutral.
It would be a very neutral thing to do.
Man, that's what everybody comes to this podcast for, is our hot takes from the Jesse Owens Olympics. That's why y'all are here.
I have nothing to say about the IOC. They're a terrible organization.
How about college players coming out and saying that if fans aren't down with the cause, that they're not going to play for them, basically. Like Iowa's team came out and said they're if, you know, every single player posted a tweet except for like a couple that if you are a fan of us and want to watch us play football, then you better not be a racist.
Good luck, Iowa.
Yeah, Godspeed, players. I'm with you 100%. And I think they're going to have a lot of people not wanting to go to games because that's where we're at. But good for them, right? I mean, they're college. That's what we talk about when we talk about protesting injustices. It's college people, right? That's what's happening in Hong Kong. You know, should be here, right? The young people trying to change the game because the old people don't know what they're doing anymore.
As an old person, I feel a little attacked.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Generation Zoomers try to change the world with equality, you know.
Talking about my people. All right, let's transition to some games. We teased it at the start. So which one are we doing first? Were we doing our list, or are we doing the trivia first? Trivia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, trivia first. All right, so I'm going to try to do – this is going to be an ongoing thing. I'm going to come up with a trivia game for us to play. And I'll try to figure out a way to incorporate myself in it too, but this week I was lazy and waited till today to do it. So it's just going to be you guys competing against each other. I have 10 questions. And so here's how it's going to work. So obviously best out of 10 wins. By the way, Jameis Winston just fumbled and Tony Washington picked it up for a touchdown. That play still makes me smile. So here's how we're going to play it. I am going to ask you a question, and whoever's turn it is first, they have a blind guess at it. And if you get it right, then you get the point. If you don't get it right, then the next person has a chance to steal it, and I give you multiple choice. And so that's just the way it's going to work. I stole this game from Doug Benson's podcast. He plays a game kind of similar to this, but he has three people, so it kind of makes more sense. But we're just going to do it with two people, so fuck it, I don't care. Okay, so 90s movie trivia, right up our wheelhouses. You guys should know the answers to every single one of these.
No pressure.
Yeah. Ski, pick a number between 1 and 10. Four. And King.
7.
The number is 6, so King gets to go first.
Yeah.
No regrets. Let's go. All right, so I'm going to start this off with a sports question. Where did Johnny Utah play college football? In the movie Point Break. Which college did Johnny Utah go to?
I'm blanking on that one. That's embarrassing.
Ooh.
Steve. I know.
Come in for the steal. Do you know it off the top of your head?
I don't. I'm getting Point Break and The Replacements mixed up in my head.
Another great
movie. Where Keanu played at.
God. He has killed it with football movies. He really has. All right, so no, I'm giving you multiple choice.
All right. Yeah.
So you can guess it off the top of your head, but I'm going to give you three options now. Maryland.
Nope.
Wisconsin. Ohio State.
I'm going to go Ohio State.
Ohio State is the correct answer.
Utah, give me two. Vaya con Dios.
Such a classic movie. God. All right, I got another one from that movie. We're starting off hot with two Point Break questions. Jesus. And Steve,
so this one for me now, then?
It is your turn to go with the blind answer. Which band has a cameo in Point Break?
Safe bet's got to be Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That is correct. Ski, yep. Off to a hot start. 2 for 2. King, you're in trouble, my friend. You're in trouble. All right, this one should be an easy one for you, though. Highest grossing movie from the entire decade.
Titanic.
Correct. Good call, because, I mean, Jurassic Park came out in the 90s.
Yeah, but we're a stupid nation, so the Titanic was...
The Star Wars prequel, prequels. The first one came out.
Yeah, the red face guy?
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks?
Well, no, the red face guy was in the third one. I think that came out in the 90s too, though, right?
Yeah.
No, they're all
They're all pretty bad.
They're all garbage. All right, so Ski 2, King 1. Ski, your turn. What speed did Sandra Bullock have to drive in the movie Speed to make it so the bus didn't explode?
I'm going to say 55.
Incorrect. All right, King, this is going to be easier for you to steal because there are three speeds I'm going to give you.
I think I already know.
And one of them is 55. All right, what do you got?
50.
That is correct. The answer is 50. So we are knotted up. Woo! Knotted up at 2. Man, you can really, from where I'm sitting, you can sense that both you guys are just balls of emotion at this point.
Cut the tension with a knife.
All right, Ski, your turn. Which?
It's King's turn, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because you got the speed.
Yeah, because that was just the speed.
Touché. Good call. Mm-hmm. Good sportsmanship there. That will be noted when tallying up the final score.
I'll take the tie.
Right. The tiebreaker goes to sportsmanship. All right. King, which Steven Spielberg movie won 7 Oscars and was his first Best Director win? From the 90s.
In the 90s, Steven Spielberg.
He had some fairly large movies come out.
90s. Fuck. I'm just going to say Forrest Gump.
Ooh. Damn. All right, Ski, for the steal. Saving Private Ryan. Jurassic Park. Schindler's List.
I got to go Schindler's List.
That is correct. Ski with the steal. So 3-2, Ski with the lead. How's this going to turn out? I'm at the edge of my seat, mostly because that's how I have to sit on my couch to be able to do the Zoom call. But also, very excited. All right, so King.
Nope.
My Ski.
Turn. Yep.
Is what I meant to say. I'm again, sportsmanship points just racking up here. Which was the first horror movie to win an Oscar in 1991? Came out in the 90s.
I got nothing.
I like this. I like
Problem Child.
That is not the correct answer. Go figure. All right. Your chance to steal, King. Blair Witch Project.
Nope.
Stephen King's It.
Nope.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that one's Silence of the Lambs.
That is correct. Yeah.
That threw me. That horror movie, that's more thriller.
I know, but it is technically labeled as a horror movie.
Is Jaws a horror movie?
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, ask any of our parents the movie that traumatized them when they were younger, it is fucking Jaws. Like, that movie traumatized children. Which, by the way, children shouldn't be watching Jaws. I remember I went to the theater and watched Bridge to Terabithia, and there were a whole bunch of parents who brought their kids because they thought it was a kid's movie. And it kind of is a kid's movie, but also the main character dies in it. Spoilers, spoiler alert. And it's really fucking sad. And so I'm watching the movie, which wasn't a great movie, but a bunch of kids crying in the theater. Really enjoyable experience. Good job, parents. All right. Got another one. Whose turn is it? Because I have not been keeping track.
King's.
King's turn. Okay. That's right, because you missed that one. Okay. In the movie Friday, what is the name of the woman who lives across the street?
Miss Parker.
That is correct. Wow, King storming back to take the lead. 4-3. Only a few more questions left. How's this going to turn out? By the way, I have tiebreaker questions too. So it doesn't all have to be sportsmanship. I appreciate the sportsmanship, but it doesn't have to stay like that. All right, Ski. What did Ed Norton's character pretend to suffer from to be at a support group in the movie Fight Club?
Testicular cancer.
That is correct. Good call.
Good get. Good get.
Somebody must have watched that movie recently.
Well, that's where he met Meatloaf in it.
It is. That's no, it is. And then what's her face? Helena Bonham Carter is like, isn't this a cancer?
Yeah, she goes to it too. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Which is fantastic. Such good work.
If there was a human, and I don't mean this in a bad way, if there was a human manifestation of like cancer, it's Helen Bonham Carter because she's just depressing.
Oh no!
She plays her roles brilliantly. Don't get me wrong, but she's just so dark and.
Are you trying to say you don't like dark people, King? Is that what you're saying here?
Easy. Too soon.
Is that our takeaway? I'm going to put that in the description for the podcast this week.
She's about the opposite of dark. I mean, she's...
Mm-hmm. She's real white.
Real white.
Yeah. All right. Whose turn is it?
King.
Bye.
I really should be better at keeping track of this. All right, King. For your fifth point, we have done eight. Ski will have a chance to tie if you get this one right. What was the name of Cassandra's band in Wayne's World?
Shit. God damn it.
She's off screen.
Damn it. I don't remember. The only thing I can think of is the Shitty Beatles, and I know it's not them.
It is
the
not
Jolly Green Giants that. And the Shitty Beatles.
How are they?
Another Meatloaf reference right there. That's who he was telling to.
All right, Ski, what's the answer?
It's Crucial Taunt.
It sure is. Ski with five.
Ah, boo.
All right, let's see.
This is for the win, then.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. So, wait, have I asked 10?
Nope.
I'm confused. Did I mark one down?
Five, four, me.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the one that I marked down that I shouldn't have marked down. Oh, this is fantastic. It is a Sandlot question to close it out. And it's a good one. In the film Sandlot, what position did Smalls play when he first met the guys?
That would have been...
Where did Benny put him in the field?
That had to have been left field.
Final answer?
My final answer is left field.
That is incorrect.
Oh, don't tell me it's center field.
That is incorrect. All right, King. Your chance to tie this up and send it to OT. Your options. Left center. Right field. Center field.
Right field?
That means Ski is the winner. So, by the way, that's a little bit of a trick question because he was left center, and he told him to go to left center. Oh, Ski with the win.
And I knew it had to be on the left side because no way Ham had that fucking oppo power.
Definitely on the left side. Yep, I picture it in my head. Yeah, no way.
He's a dead pole hitter. He wasn't going to right.
That's a really good point. All right, so Ski is our inaugural winner of the trivia game. I probably should have come up with a name for it, but 90s movie trivia, Ski, boom! And then we'll have to like find a trophy or something somewhere. I'll look around my duplex or something. I don't have anything yet. All right, we ready for. We're ready for our list. Speaking of coming up with names and theme songs and stuff, we probably should have one for this at this point.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, that's Amy. I can come up with that. I got production skills. I can be better. All right, set it up, King. What's our list?
All right. Today's super serious list.
Important.
In honor of Shia LaBeouf's 34th birthday. Your top three Shia LaBeouf movies.
Is it his,
or just things?
Is it really his 34th birthday?
It really is.
Really?
Yep. Happy birthday, Shia.
Man, big ups.
He's only 34.
That's what the internet says. That's what whose birthday is it today.com says.
He is an aged 34.
He really is.
He's gone through some stuff.
He has.
One of the movies on my list talks about that stuff he's gone through. But, yeah. Oregon, by the way, up 58-20 on Florida State right now in the fourth quarter. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 58-20.
I think Tyner scores next.
Oh, boy. All right, who's starting this one? Is it my turn?
Sure.
I can start. Yeah, okay. So are we just real quick, I got a list here. Are we saying movies that he like starred in or just movies he was in?
Really just anything.
I like that. All right, so this is, by the way, I'm going to start off by saying I have not seen Peanut Butter Falcon yet, and I've heard that's an incredible movie. And he is the star of it. It's like his whole thing. And I've heard that's amazing. So that is not on my list just because I haven't seen it yet.
It wasn't going to crack my top three anyway.
Okay. My number three is the movie I mentioned earlier. The movie I mentioned earlier to you guys off, like before the show, Fury. That's a really good movie. Brad Pitt's the star of it, but it's about like a tank squad. And, you know, it just kind of their horrible adventure in war. And he's really good in it. Like the character he plays is kind of a hard ass and it's awesome. It's a good movie. I was kind of surprised because it came out of nowhere. I just kind of randomly came across it and I was like, how the fuck is nobody talking about this movie with Brad Pitt as the star? That's actually really good. So that's it. Fury for me.
Can you want to go next?
Yeah. My number three Shia LaBeouf movie is Disturbia.
I've not seen that one.
He's convinced he lives next to a serial killer as he's sorting through the grief of his father dying.
All right.
That's about all I remember.
Sounds like a romp.
Yeah. Disturbia.
It's got a really cool cover.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
Disturbia.
Disturbia.
Also became a Rihanna song later on.
Disturbia. Spy on your neighbors while feeling tremendous emotional grief.
It got a 69 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, nice. Ew. Nice.
All right. My number three fantastic Shia LaBeouf movie is
Disturbia. Indiana Jones
in the Crystal Skull.
Yes! Oh, I'm so glad somebody put that on the list. It's better than Temple of Doom.
It is 100% not better than the Temple of Doom.
I've always said that.
Fantastic.
Temple of Doom is garbage. Temple of Doom is hot garbage. I fucking hate that movie. You know why I hate that movie? Because fucking Spielberg's wife is in that movie and she sucks. Like she ruins what could have been a fairly good movie because she is the worst actor ever. And Short Round is one of the most overrated characters in film history. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. Could you imagine like purposefully having that kid around you all day? No. The most annoying kid.
I don't know how you're hating on Short Round. What a great racist name for a character.
Honestly. And by the way, that's not saying Crystal Skull is a good movie. That's me saying Temple of Doom is terrible. Easily the worst Indiana Jones movie, in my opinion.
All right, you're up, Roger.
That's the hot takes. That's the hot takes everybody's here for. My number two is iRobot. Because iRobot's great. I don't need
That's my number two as well.
Yeah, I don't need to tell people why iRobot's great. It's a fantastic movie. All right, well, Kate, what you got for two?
My number two is the 2003 classic, Holes.
Yeah.
Where they just send kids out into the desert to dig holes in holes. Starring Shia LaBeouf and Sigourney Weaver. And John.
You're going almost like movie holes. With that. Yeah.
Their rehabilitation is eventually questioned when they find that the digging of holes is more sinister.
What's the phone service you used to be able to call into?
Movie phone?
Movie phone.
Is it movie phone? Yeah. You're like movie phone.
Playing at Cinemark, 11:30, 12:30, 1:45, 2:35 Holes!
The one reason you're calling is the thing they say fastest. You fucking douchebags. Those were the days, man. I was talking with somebody about the $1.50 theater yesterday. I fucking miss that thing, man. I know we, you know, we got David Minor locally and a bunch of, like a few places that'll play, you know, after market movies or after run movies, I guess it's called, but God, you couldn't beat $1.50 because it's still in a theater. It's still cheap. You go play in the fucking arcade. You go play some Mortal Kombat before you go see The Matrix for the third time.
Tilt. Was that Tilt?
Yeah. So remember they had the small one that was in the theater. It was like, yeah, you go in, it's next to the concessions. And then across the way in the Gateway Mall, there was the actual arcade.
Rest in peace, Gateway Mall.
I know. Like there is no inside at the Gateway Mall anymore. There's my hometown buffet, of course. Yeah, there's the hallway next to the theater that might as well be like a ghost town. I mean, I feel afraid walking down that hallway at night, and I am, you know, look at me. I'm an Adonis. Thank you. I know you both were thinking it. I'm glad you said it again. So your number two was iRobot, right, Ski?
Yep.
All right. So my number one is Constantine.
Oh,
I love
it. It's a good movie.
I love Constantine. Again, coming back to Keanu Reeves, man.
There's a bomb on this bus.
Like there's ghosts everywhere, man. Oh, did you see the Bill and Ted thing?
Yeah, it looks really bad.
It does.
So bad.
It does.
They should.
But whatever. Most excellent.
They should have had the idea, realized that George Carlin isn't alive anymore, and been like, "We shouldn't make this movie."
I will see it at some point. There's no way I'm seeing it in the theaters, but I will see it when it comes out on demand.
You're not seeing anything in the theaters anytime soon.
Good point.
Yeah, there are no theaters, and there probably won't be. That's the post-vaccine activity.
Forgot about that. When I did watch the trailer, I did forget how much I missed just the air electric guitar.
Right?
For like no real reason.
Yeah, they did that in Wayne's World too, right?
They did.
That had a good run in the 90s, right?
It did.
All right. Who's number one? Ski, is that you or is it?
King's up.
All right.
My number one is.
Number one.
Borg v. McEnroe because Ooh. Sports.
Yeah. Does he have any movies about sprouts?
Go sports.
He will.
That's what I'm interested in. Yeah, he needs to get his life together, make sprouts movies to appease us.
All right. My number one Shia LaBeouf movie, the 2003 blockbuster, Dumb and Dumber When Harry Met Lloyd.
Obviously.
I mean.
Usual suspect.
Yeah, I got to say, I never ended up seeing that one.
Yeah. I thought we all agreed that sequels are always superior.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good theory.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Damn it.
Yeah. They try to come out with that new one, but no, couldn't touch this.
God, man, you're just winning all the games.
Pretty much.
Fuck, you won the trivia. You got the best movie out of all of them. King, I don't even know why we're here, man.
I had the best movie. I'm the one who had holes.
Dumb and Dumber 2, When Harry Met Lloyd. If you missed their ragtag romp driving around in a car that looks like a dog, guess what? They're bringing back the team. When Harry Met Lloyd, Dumb and Dumberer, River, playing at Cinemark 17. Actually, honorable mention for that Honey Boy movie, by the way, which is the movie he made about him and his dad. I think it's on Amazon. That's a really good movie.
I'm real glad no one said Transformers of any kind. That's just tip of the cap to all of us for that.
Yeah, you guys saw the thing a while back where he watched all his movies, right?
I did.
Yeah, he went to the theater, watched all of his movies back to back, and they took shots of it. And
it was funny watching his natural progression of just getting tired of watching himself in terrible movies. And they were the Transformers movies where he finally was just like, fuck this.
Made a lot of money.
He sure did. He sure did. Good for him. And by the way, honorable mention to his motivational video too. You know?
Do it!
What about extra honorable mention to his police video?
Which one?
Which one?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Thanks, man. I'm here for the good points about Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
And hot takes. All right. I guess that's it. Do we have any other sports to talk about?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
All right. At TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Jeromny, if you have any corrections or if you have any gardening questions. It was a rainy one in the Eugene Springfield Metro today. And that is, I don't know about you guys, but that is, the weeds are in full effect. So, you know, Godspeed everybody out there in Oregon trying to deal with this, you know, heinous weed garden situation. Where we got your back, man. So at Jeromny, or just put it in the Facebook comments. We're here for you. And King, especially because he's the expert here. Who are we trying to kid? All right, we're done. Next week. Bye.
Holes.
Because I have like 4 tiebreaker questions on here just in case.
At least someone came prepared, at least.
Which movie had Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box?
Yeah, that's easy.
Too obvious. Who played Jenny in Forrest Gump?
That was the... God, what the fuck's that bitch's name?
Mm-hmm. She was married to a famous actor for a while.
She's in the Kevin Spacey TV show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. House of Cards.
Yeah. God, I can't remember her name, though.
Here she is. Also in Princess Bride.
Yeah. God, it's killing me. I can't remember it.
You got this, King?
No.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright. Yep.
Yep. What is the first movie Johnny Depp did with Tim Burton?
Edward Scissorhands?
That is correct. Mm. I also had Ed Wood. I thought that was it, honestly, when I was looking it up. Which movie began as a class assignment and won an Oscar for best screenplay?
T2.
That should be the giveaway for best screen for best screenplay. Started as a school assignment.
Oh, fucking! It had to be Damon and Affleck, right?
Oh yeah.
Good Will Hunting. Yep.
Yeah.